Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 5, the concluding episode, Episode 7. This is all about God's heart for the world beating through you. A series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Episode 7 tells us how in Acts, the Missio Dei and the beginning of the New Testament Church, all part of the great sending multiplication of the gospel in Acts. Episode 7 is written by the Reverend Dr. Will Soans, who takes us first to Acts chapter 6, verse 7, where we are told, "The word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly." After Jesus began to do and teach, as recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 1, "And in receiving the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them," in Acts in verse 8, the church experienced exponential growth, as recorded in 6 summary verses in the book of Acts. St. Paul encouraged the brothers to pray that the message of the Lord would run. And in Hebrews 4:12 refers to the word as living and active, penetrating the soul and spirit and judging the thoughts and hearts. The 6 summary passages in the book of Acts are a record of how God's word was a multiplying, progressive, and influential power of God at work in the early church. And it is a multiplying, progressive, multiplying power of God at work today. I read summary verse number 1 a little bit ago, Acts chapter 6, verse 7. "The word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly." This verse tells us that as the word of God continued to increase, the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. The Missio Dei, the great sending of God, is marked by the apostolic word of the Lord, which creates and builds up the church. The power of the word led to a tremendous increase in disciples sharing God's message of salvation. This included a great multitude of priests listening attentively and heeding the authority of the word with complete reliance on Christ. Summary verse number 2 is found in Acts chapter 9, verse 31. "So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it multiplied." The triumphant word of God granted peace, a prosperity to, and edified the assembly of believers, the church. The community of faith multiplied as it traveled to place after place in the fear of the Lord and in the consolation of the Holy Spirit, the promised Comforter. Summary verse 3 is found in Acts chapter 12, verse 24. "But the word of God increased and multiplied." As believers across time are sent into the world, it is the creative power of the word alone that creates progress, and Christ working through us who advances the gospel. The growth of the church, the growth of the word, is God's plan and will. Summary verse 4 is found in Acts chapter 16, verse 5, where we are told, "So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily." This summary passage stresses the church once again, revealing that the newly planted congregations were made strong or were solidified in their reliance on Christ for salvation, and that these assemblies of believers superabounded or exceeded in numbers every day. Again, we see that the growth of the Word is God's plan and will. Which takes us to Acts chapter 19, verse 20, summary verse number 5. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. The emphasis in this passage is on the dynamic word of the Lord, which continues to multiply in the world, proclaiming the Missio Dei. The word is always exercised with force and vigor as it does its work. The growth of the word is God's plan and will. Summary verse 6 is found in Acts chapter 28, verse 31. Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. The concluding summary passage demonstrates the ultimate goals God, the ultimate goal of God's great sending. The Missio Dei task of the church involves the believers in apostolic proclaiming and teaching freely the Lord Jesus Christ with total outspoken confidence and with no one hindering Christ's mission to the world. Wow. As we reflect upon these six summary passages, I think it's also good for us to ask ourselves this question: what evidence have you or I observed of God's word multiplying through our faith, our lives? And then I suggest that we all recall and reflect upon how God has used you, has used me to multiply or increase the number of believers in Jesus or increase the faith of others. And then, my brothers and sisters, ask yourself how your own faith has grown. Describe the growth of your faith and your mission. Our closing prayer to this series, focusing upon multiplication of the gospel in Acts, is a paraphrase of a common liturgical prayer. We pray, Almighty God, we ask that you would give your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above. We pray that your dynamic word, according to its nature, may not be bound, but freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's people everywhere in the world. We want to see your church multiplied, so that, strengthened by you in a bold and steadfast faith, she may participate in your mission to the world and in the confession of your name, embrace Christ, and participate unto the end. Through our sent Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for season number 5, season 6, will soon be coming on its way, where we will focus upon the great sending nature and culture. Until then, the Lord be with you in your sending.